Hey, it's me, it's JMG.
JMG. That's a new one.
Yeah. Well, we just talked about this before the episode. By the way, I've been having this thing happen for the last few years, and it's driving me a little nuts, to be honest. It's where my name's John, but online, like every video I do, every social media thing I do, including here for anything on our social media, I always go, hey, it's me, it's JMG, because it's John M. Galogli. Okay. So I say JMG. Yep. And that's my Instagram too. So, but my name's John, right? And so I will say to clients, hey, I'm John, or I want to do webinars, I'm John. No one remembers my name. They call me everything but John, every J name but John. Someone just sent us a request to be on the podcast.
Okay.
And actually said my name, actually in an email said, I want to be on the podcast with Joe and Tina. My name is John. And so I'm like, should I just, since I'm branded as JMG on all my social media, should I be JMG? Because people seem to remember that better.
I think so. Cause it's a little more catchy. I don't know why. John's easy.
Yeah. And you said people do it to you too. They say they had a webinar with me and they say the name wrong.
Oh, they never come up.
They never get it right.
That guy, John, like, oh yeah, yeah.
It's so weird. I just don't understand. So, yeah, I mean, listen, you can call me John, you can call me JMG, but call me the right name will be great. A request to come on the show and calling me the wrong name, not the best, although I'm not one of those people who...
We're banning her.
Yeah, you're not coming on.
You're never coming on this show.
No. No, obviously that's not going to be the case, but... So here's the thing. It is our 700th episode.
Woohoo!
Yeah, we think we have a
big... Wow.
We think...
I'm exhausted.
Yeah. Well, exhausted, yeah. You think we would have a bigger to-do, but... by the way, this will not be a video podcast. This will just be audio. There was a miscommunication. It's a big production to get the video podcast done. And so we're just not... Currently,
we're not there yet.
We're not. Well, we're there, but we weren't. It was a scheduling thing.
It was. It came down to scheduling.
So yeah,
that's all right. Every once in a while, that you guys need a break from our faces. It's okay.
More than once in a while, probably.
But you think about it, we are in voice acting, and they never see your face anyway. So it is just your voice. So podcast and just your voice is okay.
Absolutely. So. Yeah. Anyway, by the way, it's not just our 700th episode. This is the lamest jingle bell ever, right there.
It is. It's the lamest one ever.
Oh, on the way here, I stopped to get a jingle bell, and that's all they had—a little tree with one bell. So there you go. It's also Christmas. This will be released. We usually release on Friday, but this one is being released Christmas morning. Not that you'll listen to it Christmas morning, although if you want us to accompany you on your gift openings.
Us in the background.
There you go.
We could sing.
Yeah.
Let's not. No, but that's great. I think people, not like first thing Christmas morning, but later in the day, they'll listen to us.
Yes, I think so.
On the long drive to grandma's.
Yep, absolutely. So it is a Christmas episode along with our 700th episode and along with maybe rebranding me or people getting my name right for once.
Yes.
Something like that,
so
right?
Wait. So JMG. Can I just call you John?
Of course. Yeah. No, it'd be weird for you to say JMG to me.
Because I can't.
You can call me whatever. I just want people to remember. You remember my name. It's other people that don't. For some reason, it's kind of weird. I'm going to be, it's kind of weird. So, all right. Enough about me and my name problems. Hey, so it is the holidays, right? And on that note, one of our clients, someone who came through our voiceover program, had emailed us a request to come on the show, and I really would have loved to have had her on the show, but we aren't to that point yet with our setup. Although, as you can see, we're it's almost a different setup every time.
Yeah, we just want to keep our people on their toes. That's
So, but not just that. we do record sometimes a bit out. And so this is a Christmas episode, but we're kind of all set up until New Year, really.
Yeah.
But we have the Christmas episode we're doing today and our 700th episode today. But I did want to talk about some of the things she's doing. Like, I know it's Christmas, perfect time for this, right? Mm-hmm. So, she has an anthology, right? It's a singing, right? Christmas and yes. Advent anthology.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's interesting. But she also has an audiobook out.
Which is awesome.
Which
that's
is
good.
Great. Yeah. Which you can find on iHeartRadio and Spreaker. But her name is Dr. Shirley Caniff.
We think that's it.
I think that's how you pronounce it. Yep. I did try to, in the email she sent me, she didn't include her phone numbers. I wasn't able to call her quickly just to, so Dr. Shirley, if I'm saying Caniff incorrectly, I apologize. Mm-hmm. But it's C-A-N-I-F-F. So it's Shirley Caniff, C-A-N-I-F-F. If you want to check out her audiobook on iHeartRadio, and I think the audiobook it's called Somewhere Between the Heavens, something like that.
It looks like she's got the seventh generation blessing Somewhere Between the Heavens and the Earth, the audio edition. Yes.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
And again, I think and what a perfect time for a Christmas and Advent anthology. And yeah, so you know, as far as contacting her about that, where is that? Album expansion, the debut of her memoir audiobook across global platforms. So there you go. It's across global platforms. So, yes.
Yes, I see that she's got the book on Audible, Apple Books, yeah, and other audiobook outlets.
There you go.
Look at this, Spotify and for podcasts and stuff. So she's definitely doing some great work.
Yes. So there you go. So that is Dr. Shirley Caniff. And so it's great. And I love it. I love hearing the work that our students are doing. So again, if anyone has things like that going on, has anything they want us to talk about, especially one of our former clients, that's awesome. So cool. So now, it is Christmas, so what I wanted to do is, and a 700th episode. Mm-hmm. So what I had an idea for this.
Okay,
let's do 700 reasons to be a voice actor. I'm just kidding. Let's do seven. How about seven?
Seven's good. I don't like it. 700. Well,
700 reasons. We will be here. It'll be a long episode.
Yeah.
A very long episode. So let's do, seven reasons to be a voice actor. And this is from each of our perspectives, right?
Okay.
And I think maybe some people can relate to that. Mm-hmm. So why don't you go? Give me your number one reason that this is your thing. Like, you want to be a voice actor and you're not a mechanic.
I will say because it is behind a microphone and not on stage. That is for me, because there's no way I could be an actor on stage. Absolutely. Or film or anything in front of the camera. Nope, that's not me. Behind the microphone, yeah, I'm comfortable because nobody sees me.
All right.
That's one of my number ones. That is my number one.
That's your number one. My number one is I've always really throughout my life since when I was a little kid, my mom got me involved in being New York State's finest spokesboy.
No.
I mentioned that on the show before, right? We've talked about that.
No.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
we save it for a whole nother episode.
Maybe we can talk about, yeah, let's do that. No. Let's do that. It's a kind of a long story. Someone asked me in one of the webinars, and I said, I have to really shorten this. Like, how did you get into this? I'm like, okay. Oh, this is a long one. But I've always been interested in the entertainment industry, mm-hmm. always. And I knew that's what I wanted to do. For me, I've done a lot of 9-to-5 jobs, especially in college. And I knew that wasn't that. I was like, that's not what I want to do.
Okay.
You know, and some people love, and we talked about this before, people love everything and that's cool. But for me, I did not, there was nothing I was like, oh, I could do this 9-to-5. Mm-hmm. I always wanted to do something entertainment related. It wasn't voiceover specifically at first.
Yeah.
Until I was in college, I was on the college radio station. Mm-hmm. I thought I wanted to get into radio like I think everybody does.
Yeah.
And then fortunately for me, a couple of the people on the station got out before me and they said, don't get into radio. They said it's completely different now. There's no money in it, and you don't even pick your music anymore.
Yeah.
And they said there's no, don't do it. And so it was at that point I was like, oh, well, I wanted to use my voice. I was a singer as well, and so it was at that point I kind of latched on to voiceovers. I was like, there's money in this. Once I figured out there was a lot of money in it too. Mm-hmm. Plus it's creative, and that's something I like being creative, which is why I like being on the production side of it too, and even editing the audio myself.
Yeah, I love that.
Because it gives you a chance to be creative. And so that was my number one. I want to do something for the rest of my life that's creative, that isn't the humdrum. Mm-hmm. You know, like, every day is the same old thing. You know, I'm on an assembly line somewhere. And again, some people love that stuff.
Yeah, it's there's not nothing wrong with it. No, there's nothing wrong with it.
So that's my number one. Mm-hmm. What's your number two?
Number two.
Do we make that was seven too long?
Yeah, seven, I think seven's
too long.
700 too long. I think, well, to the other side of it is, you know, yes, I love being behind the microphone, but you, like you said, the creative side of it, that's also where you can do, you know, just, you know, you can read a script in a whole different way. And it doesn't mean changing character, you know, like to character voices, because I can't do any. But just by changing your pitch and dynamics, it's all the techniques that we do, it changes up the copy. So you can have some fun with it.
Yes. Yeah. I love it. Yeah. So my number two is going to be your number one. My number two would be, I don't want to be in front of the camera.
Yeah.
which you know, goes against everything this podcast. Apparently, we're going to be, most of our podcasts from now on will be on camera.
And both of us are like, really?
Oh, yeah. It's funny because we have exposure to a lot of people in the industry, and I had this director once say to me, and again, I don't know how to take this, whether it's positive or negative, but he said, you have a great look for a villain.
Oh.
I said, what? He says, yeah, I think, you know, I could cast you in one of my things as a villain. And I was like, I don't know how to take that. I mean, villains are always the best parts.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, that's kind of a compliment. But then I was like, but I look like a villain. Yeah. I don't know if that's positive. Like, this is how I look normally. But I said, that's not my thing. Mm-hmm. I'm not really that interested in being on screen. There's people who like, that's the thing about entertainment, right? There's, we're in a very great place where, you can still be creative, but you don't have to be in front of the camera.
Yeah.
So I think my number two is your number one. So yeah, not being in front of the camera is a plus, but still being able to be creative.
Yeah.
And express yourself, you know. What's your number three?
Ugh, you're pushing it here.
I know.
Because as you were saying that, you know, they said, I was waiting for you to say that director said, you've got a voice for radio or
face for radio. Yeah. So that's the old school thing.
So that's, I am in radio. That's my other job. So I get told that all the time. So you got a face for radio. And I'm like, yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. That's what I always say. You need new friends if they say that. You need a bunch of new friends if people are saying that to you.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
A lot of it is just being that creative behind the microphone for me. It is a lot of fun. I actually like the fact of learning, because I do, if for me, it is, I tell this to people, so for radio, I have to do commercials. That's what I do that for, you know, all the time. When I got into voice acting, that's where I seemed to do more of the narrative stuff, more of the corporate trainings, the industrial kids. I like learning about other companies that I would have never, ever in this world had to do anything with them. Especially if it's like a, you know, we're on the East Coast and there's a company on the West Coast. I haven't heard of them before, but now I do. And now I get to read about their company, you know. I like that stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. I agree with that. That's cool. I have learned that might be my number three as well. I wasn't going to say that. I had a number three. But I think number three is learning about things I would have never have learned about. Like I did a bunch of – I used to work for this company. They did go out of business, unfortunately, because they're a steady client for me. But I worked for this company that they would oversee – many construction companies, big construction companies, safety protocol, so that they didn't have to do it. Because construction companies, one thing about them is they're not up on like digital or computers many times. So things will go out of date and they're just not even paying attention. So what they did was they managed all their safety licenses for them and they did their safety training. And so I was doing a lot of that. I didn't know anything about it. So I would like do OSHA video or not video. Well, I would be the voiceover for the video.
For the video,
I would do the voiceover for an OSHA video, safety video. And I was like, oh, I didn't I didn't know any of this.
You don't know any of it.
So, yep. By the way, I can go right into a construction site right now. I don't want to, but I could, and I would know the safety protocols. So, that's pretty cool. Learning things that I would not have learned otherwise.
Well, I would have never pulled out any of that instructional videos.
Absolutely
right?
not. Okay, so that's my number three, too. What's your number four?
What's your number four? It can help me with my number four.
So my number four is being able to be creative, be in the entertainment industry without the fame. I'm not that person. I really don't have a lot of social media. I have an IG, an Instagram, and I have like 1500 or 1600 followers and that's it. And I'm happy with that. And people ask me all the time, why don't you leverage your career? Cause I never tell any clients I don't tell people that go to my webinar, hey, check me out on Instagram.
Yeah.
Because I have people say, you could have like 100,000 followers if you just continue to tell people about it. And I was like, yeah, but I'm not looking to be famous.
Yeah.
That's what's great about voiceovers is behind the scenes. Like I'm not looking for people to scrutinize every little thing I do.
No, I know.
You know, I'm not looking for that. I want to be in the entertainment industry, but not be under a microscope and have people go. So I never go, like I don't do it here. I don't go, follow me on here. I don't do that.
Yeah.
Right.
No,
so,
I know.
And because I'm not looking, I have 1500 people that follow me or 1600, whatever it is. And I talk, and sometimes I do talk about voiceovers, but I also talk about fragrances. That's my hobby. I guess you wouldn't call it a hobby. I collect fragrances.
Oh, okay.
I have over 400 fragrances.
Holy moly.
Yeah. So I'll review fragrances on my Instagram channel. So it's not completely related to voiceovers. Yeah, so I don't direct my voiceover people to it. Mm-hmm. And again, I don't want to be famous. Yeah. I'm just doing things I like.
Yeah.
And that's my number four is being able to still be in this industry and not be in the spotlight in any way, you know?
Yeah. I think my number four, especially being back in New York, is the opportunity that I can go into New York City and record in a studio there and then easily hop a train and come home. And I love that. That's what I do love because to me, and being in broadcasting, New York City is the number one market. So, you know, number one market. So in my mind, I'm like, oh, I'm in the number one market, but I'm just doing some voiceover stuff. Will it be in the number one market? Who knows? I don't know that, but I just know that I get to go down to a studio and record. So I like that part of it.
Yeah, that's cool. So my number five is maybe similar, but a little different. So here's my number five. I could move anywhere in the world.
Yeah.
And still be a voice actor. And I've thought about that. I love where I live. I live in the Catskill Mountains and I have a bunch of land and I live in a big hill and in my front yard are the Catskill Mountains, my backyard are the Berkshire Mountains and the Hudson River. Nice. I love where I am.
Yeah.
But I have considered, you know, hey, maybe I'll move to Portugal or maybe I'll move to Costa Rica. And that wouldn't affect my career. Like I'm not one of those people, like, you know, people have to wait till they retire to do that.
Yeah.
We don't.
No.
Because you can live anywhere and do voiceovers as long as you're a full service provider.
Yes.
Or you have access to a studio where you are, you can do this anywhere. It doesn't affect your career negatively at all. So that's, honestly, that probably could have been my number one, but it's going to be my number five because there's so many great reasons to do this. So my number five is being able to be a voice actor and it doesn't affect whether I live anywhere I want to live.
That's true. Yeah, I'm going to have to agree with you. I'm going to go with that as the number five because I do travel a lot and I do have it now where my microphone isolation shield folds up like a little briefcase. And because you can find that stuff.
That's cool,
that's it. And my microphone goes into a briefcase. So I got, you know, and that's all I need. That's all you really need. My computer. We always have our computer with us, right? So that's it. You plug the microphone into the computer, you find that little corner of the room and you record. So it's nice. Yeah.
Ah, that's cool. Yeah. That's great. Well, my number six, number six would be the flexibility. So here's something. I'm a workaholic. My wife always says like, for example, I'll get these podcasts edited and ready. And I'm not one of those people who likes things hanging over my head. So I'm going to go home and do it. Like I'm not one of those people who goes, I'll do this tomorrow or I'll do this the next day. I'm like, I got to get this done. And I'm a person that gets things done immediately. Mm-hmm. But the flexibility of this is great. So let's say I'm not able to do that. Let's say I get a voiceover job and, again, I'm a person who likes to do things right away, but the person says, hey, I need it by next Wednesday. If I have time, I'm going to do it right away. But if I don't, Like, the holidays are coming up. Like, what if I can't? Like, what if I'm here? Like, I'm doing this. I'm doing the podcast. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I can't do the voiceover today. Well, here's what's great. I don't have to.
Yeah.
I have till Wednesday.
Yeah.
So that's typical of this, right? Typical of voiceovers is the flexibility. Like, usually, there are last minute things. There are people who say, hey, this is a rush job. I need this. But most of the time, it's very flexible. And especially on a local and regional level, you'll have people, even if you're going to the studio, people will call and say, hey, when are you available?
Yes. Yeah.
And then they'll try to work around your schedule as much as they can, obviously within reason. So the flexibility of this would be my number six.
Mm-hmm. Now that's good. That's definitely good. I'm going to have to say my number six of, I think everybody I've met in this industry, so I've been doing voice acting for probably about 17, 18 years. Everybody I've come across, whether it's been in a studio or just through, you know, communication online, on the phone, and doing some voice, nicest people. Really, really nicest people. It's very, I mean, not saying that everyone is laid back, but I think a lot of it is, and I always think of, they are nice and they are very nice and very understanding. And I think because they know if we feel comfortable, they're going to get a great read from us. But there are some nice people in this industry.
That would be my number seven. and the people. And for me, on that note, the best thing about the people in this industry is they all want to be in the room.
Yeah.
When you show up to a voiceover job, there's no one there that's like, let's get this over with.
Yeah.
Right? No, everyone wants to be there. And that is, again, my it's one of the best things, but it's my seventh reason for wanting to be a voice actor. And this is why, you know, a lot of people have things they want. Other things they want to do. I don't. Mm-hmm. This is it for me. Yeah. Right. So I'm not like, someday I'm going to be this. No, this is it. This is what I want to be. I'm already doing it. I've been doing it for a long time. And it's because, and this is, again, the seventh reason, one of the top reasons, top seven, is everyone loves it.
Yeah.
Right. When you come to a studio, very rarely do you meet someone who's not in a good mood. Mm-hmm. Right. Because there's a lot of other jobs you could be doing that. You know, you don't like.
Yeah.
Right. even today, when I came in and everyone realized that they were not ready for the video podcast, they were still in a good mood. They're just like, oh no.
Like, oh no, what'd we do? We messed up again.
Yeah, it was just a miscommunication. It was because it's new, because the video podcast part of this is new. It was sort of on me, it was ignorance on my part. Like, I wasn't aware of who needed to know what. Like, it was on the calendar. It was on your calendar and my calendar. But Laura, for example, who does the scheduling, she also didn't know who needed to know, like, who needed this on their calendar. And I was ignorant to the fact that she didn't know it.
Yeah.
And so I didn't tell her. So it was kind of like, it was just a miscommunication. Like, if I had known she wasn't aware, then I would have said, hey, by the way, we need this person, this person. In my mind, I thought she knew that already.
Yeah.
And so it was just a miscommunication, more on me than her, really. I should have like checked and said, okay, who needs to be there and who needs to know, you know? And that's fine. Listen, we have to be on video. I'm actually a little happy about it. I'm not bummed.
I'm not bummed either, so that's okay.
Because we were doing a couple episodes today, and which means we had to switch outfits.
Yeah.
So now I know. I can just wear the same outfit. It was great. Yeah. All right, cool. So there are seven reasons, and not 700, although it is episode 700.
I know.
Seven reasons from our perspective. Mm-hmm. On why we love being voice actors. And maybe you can identify with some of this if you are a voice actor or if you're not yet.
Think about it. Yeah.
Yeah. So there you go. And I want to say happy holidays to everybody.
Happy holidays.
Whatever you celebrate. Mm-hmm. And if you don't, still celebrate life.
Yes.
Hi, voice coaches family. We just wanted to wish you all a very happy holiday season
and happy 700th episode.
Hey, Voice Coaches family, it's Lou Carnovale, and I want to wish everybody a happy and healthy holiday season, and a big congratulations on the podcast side of things for celebrating 700 episodes. Keep up the great work, guys.
Hello, Voice Coaches fam, Denna and Lemmy here. Just wanted to send some holiday cheer your way. Thanks for being such loyal listeners, and a huge congratulations also to our team for making it to our 700th episode. Yay! Felices fiestas para usted y su familia.
Hey there, it's Tom Robinson. Happy holidays. Happy New Year. Thanks for listening.